congratulations. Tennessee Tech Men's Golf, the first OVC tournament title since 1990. And headed to the NCAA tournament, a big 3-2 dramatic win over SIU in the league's match play championship Wednesday. Pope Brown, the coach. Pope, good morning. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Let me ask you something. How does this sound? OVC champion Tennessee Tech Men's Golf. Got a nice ring?
It does. I'm in my office right now looking at the trophy, and it just doesn't look real. It still doesn't look real.
I drive around with it, put it in the passenger seat, put a seatbelt on it, just drive around with it.
I think I'm going to carry it around everywhere like a loaf of bread or something.
Yeah,
like
it
that.
Is like or like a like a like carrying a football or a baby. Hey, congratulations, man! What a cool thing.
I appreciate that. It means a lot. It's surreal. I don't think it's going to kick in for quite a while, to be honest. So,
why did it work? How is your team OVC champion headed to the NCAA?
Oh man, I think it works because one of the if not the most resilient group of guys that I've ever coached. You know, there was some we had some challenges throughout the year, and the guys handled things very well. And you know, in the spring, we didn't really play very well in the fall. We were picked to finish sixth in the conference. And in the spring, you know, we started to see little pieces here and there, maybe one round or two rounds each tournament that we played some pretty good golf, and we just couldn't string three in a row together. And then, you know, once we got to conference, it just it all clicked. And, you know, I can't explain it. I mean, it's just that I think to put a bow on it, they're just a very resilient group, very, very resilient.
And, you know, and we're going to promote this. So the official NCAA tournament selection show, 1 o'clock, fans encouraged to attend, free of charge, a viewing party, Eagles Nest, fourth floor of the Hooper Eblen Center there, as well, light refreshments. I think I would end up the evening with a little bit more than light of refreshments. I'll just leave it there. Okay. But anyway, to enjoy it. So do you have any inkling of where you might go?
I don't. My gut would tell me either Purdue or UNC, but honestly, they could. I think they could send us anywhere. I think Little Rock last year, if I'm not mistaken, went up to Michigan. So somewhere in Michigan. So I mean, you never know. You never know. We'll be ready. We'll be ready wherever they take us.
And we just had you mentioned Little Rock. Little Rock women's coach Jenna Birch on the women's OVC championship earlier in the show. I always ask this of golf coaches. Here's why: on the collegiate level, because if I'm a basketball coach, Kim Roseman there, she can call a timeout. She can substitute. She can get a technical foul if she needs to get a technical foul with a time. Football, in golf, you know, how do you, nobody scouts the venue like in golf, right? So how do you handle that when once you find out where you're playing? Tell me how you start looking at the course you're playing.
Right. So I mean, as soon as we find out, I mean, certainly we're all going to go online and take a look at it. We have a company that puts together yardage books for us, and like a lot of the colleges around the country, so we'll reach out to them to see if we can get those to us as quickly as possible. And then once we get those, we'll start looking through it. And then when we get there, you know, you really got a day and a half to kind of really do your homework. But once we find out on Wednesday, we'll look it up and start seeing what we can find out about the course.
You know, let's back it up. Down in Muscle Shoals, the Fighting Joe course there at the Shoals, Robert, you know, Trent Jones Golf Trail, obviously. Tell me about that championship, just how you came about it, how it played out.
Well, you know, you're just trying to get yourself in position to get the match play. And I mean, if you can get the match play, it's just one round. So, you know, even like, you know, the teams that were more successful than us this year, if we could just get there to go against them, you never know. So, I mean, to get in that top four, obviously, is the first goal when we arrive there. And, you know, that first round, you can't win it, but you can certainly lose it. And you can put yourself in a position where you're having to claw back And we played a really, really good first round. I think we had one of our players who had been struggling a little bit going into conference, and he came out. And our fifth-year senior, Sean Anderson, and he just played lights out that first round. Our five-man, which was huge. Coach Smith, my assistant coach, was with him the whole round, and they did awesome work. And, you know, the rest of the guys took care of their business. And, you know, the second round, in my opinion, is probably the best round maybe ever in the history of our program. We had a young man, Anders Larson, who'd been dealing with some injury stuff, and he had to withdraw six holes into the round. So by the time we made the turn, everybody knew that it was four count four. There was not a score that could be dropped. So, and we went out there and shot, I think, 283, 284, which is, you know, 3, 4, 5 under par. And to be able to do that when all the four guys that were playing knew their scores were going to count, that's why I talk about the resiliency. I mean, that was just unbelievable. And I was probably the most nervous the third round because, you know, I mean, we were trying to get there, but we were in second place. It was pretty – we were in a pretty good position, but I'm just kind of a nervous, anxious guy anyway. So we played very solid the third round and got that 2 seed and got to play UT Martin in the first round of matches, which is kind of funny. Like Little Rock and SIUE went against each other and we went against UT Martin. So the championship matches of the last 2 years were the semifinal matches this year, which is really cool. And, you know, UT Martin, I mean, they're coached by a great guy, Austin Swalker, a bunch of great players. And frankly, they've had the edge on us over the years. And to be able to go out there and play at a high level and move on from them was awesome. And then SIUE just, they were down big early and they came back and beat Little Rock. And then we made it to that last match, and oh man, it was storybook, really. I can't say enough good things about that. I'm getting long-winded here, so
guess what, the more you talk the more you talk, the less I do. That's fine with me.
I think that the MVP of our team for this event was Alex Broyles. He's a freshman from Greenville, Tennessee. He went in as our sub, meaning he was the sixth man, and if everybody had stayed healthy, we're not even sure if he would have played. But, you know, when Anders went down, his number was called, and I mean, my goodness, just I can't say enough good things. Just such a gutsy performance by him, and you know, he got us a point against UT Martin, and he took the OVC Player of the Year, TJ, from SIUE.
Yeah, TJ Baker.
To the 16th hole, and I mean, unfortunately, we didn't win that match of the group. But the fact that Alex was able to take him that far into the match was awesome. Because I mean, you want to do everything you can to keep from seeing that red on the board, because you know, we're purple and they're red. And but I mean, Mark McDearman, my goodness, like I stayed with him from 13 through 18, and you know, he gets up and down from the water on 13 for par to keep from going two down. He birdies 14 to go one to square it up. Then Brady Kaufman birdies 15 to make himself one up. And then the shot everybody's been talking about, 16, Mark holes out from, you know, 117 yards to go to all square. And I mean, by that time, everybody's watching that match. And, you know, Mark and I, we know what's going on. And then, you know, 17, I mean, par five, reachable in two, and Brady's in a greenside bunker, and Mark hits it long left, and Mark pitches it on the green, and you know, unfortunately, you know, Brady had a couple bad breaks in the sand, but you know, we won with par on that hole, so we're one up going at 18. I mean, I can't tell you, I was feeling it pretty good. I mean, Mark said he wasn't really nervous at all, and I'm like, well, man, I couldn't even brought it back. I'd have been so nervous. So he hits a great shot on the green to about 10 feet, and when he lagged it up there to about 6 inches and Brady gave it to him, I mean, it was just, I mean, just ecstasy, you know, like I can't even describe it.
And then, well, Polk, you're playing, here's the deal. Going forward, you're playing with house money. And how yeah. cool is it to be on one of those selection shows and then your name calls up? Have you thought about how you're going to act? Are you going to like do backflips, you know, moonwalk? What are you doing, man?
I think the safest move for me would just to sit up out of the chair.
Attaboy.
If I do anything else. But I got to say something else too.
Sure.
I mean, Hayden Maxwell and Jackson Skeen, I mean, they were horses for us. I mean, Mark too, of course, but, Jackson, went to the regionals by himself last year, and we were there in Auburn last year, and he was like, we'll make this better as we were all here, and then, fast forward a year, and here we are. Then Hayden Maxwell made a 9 on his very first hole of the conference championship this year and ended up coming in second place. That kid's the most resilient, positive kid I've ever coached. And he just killed it. They're all awesome. I can't say enough good things. So
Pope got a run, but hey, congratulations. Enjoy the ride, man.